to the broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner, and certainly we might be joined this hour by Scott Stevens. He's a very busy man. He will be with us tomorrow on the second hour. Ted Pike will be with us on the first hour tomorrow. On Friday on the first hour, we will have Jim McCanny. He will return to the broadcast. And we see here, dated September 19th, Manhattan could be flooded, and New York could suffer as much damage as New Orleans if it were hit by a catastrophic hurricane like the one that passed just north of the city in 1938, experts warned on Monday. Quote, major hurricanes are not limited to the Gulf Coast and Florida, end quote, said James Lee Witt, who was director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency from 1993 to 2000 in the Clinton administration. Yes, FEMA listeners, we know a lot about FEMA that have done our research over the years. The alternative government, the alternative federal government, in a state of emergency, taking control of communications, taking control of transportation, taking control of food. It's all chronicled and documented by executive orders, listeners, executive orders. So Witt was speaking at the launch of a campaign to improve preparation for disasters such as Hurricane Katrina, which killed at least 883 people when it slammed into Louisiana and neighboring states last month with 140 mile per hour winds and a 30-foot storm surge. Now, I'm just looking on the news right now. The intensity of Hurricane Rita is 150 miles per hour, more than Katrina, listeners. The ProtectingNewYork.org, that's the ProtectingNewYork.org coalition, which includes insurance companies, will work to create a catastrophe fund like those already in place in Florida and California that would kick in if damage from a natural disaster, accident, or attack reached a certain threshold. And this is according to James Witt, the former FEMA chief, whose consulting firm lobbies for Allstate Insurance Company, was asked by Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco to advise on relief efforts after Katrina. And we certainly chronicled G. Edward Griffin's determination about what FEMA was all about. We did that earlier in the week. Dennis has it on the website. It's there for you to research yourself on AmericanExpose.com. Keep in mind the Berkey Light with the free sports bottle is available at the network for $259. This is the key to funding the shortwave, which is moving to 11920, I believe. That's 11920 WWRB. That'll be on the 3rd of October. We're very sorry to leave WWCR. I'll miss them, as we all will. It's just a funding situation, listeners, and it's very important that you continue to fund this broadcast and the other broadcasts on this fine network. 877-605-9200 is the number to order the Berkey Light with the free sports bottle. $259. That is what it'll cost. You cannot have enough Berkeys. You cannot have enough filters. Christmas presents in the future for everyone. That's the way I see it. It'll help to fund the shortwave for me. And make sure you tell them Chris sent you to make sure I get funded for that direction for shortwave. Otherwise, no shortwave for Gerner, listeners. We'll be back to continue. Broadcast. Alternative technologies for the Rife Machine, listeners. Tell them Chris sent you. 866-885-6625. The Rife Machine, according to one of our listeners, is a godsend for him. 866-885-6625. Tell them Chris sent you with whatever you purchase here if you want this broadcast to continue on RBN. Do you remember this? Dated August 31st, two governors declare crisis along border. with just three words: state of emergency. Border state governors Bill Richardson of New Mexico and Janet Napolitano of Arizona injected urgency into a simmering national debate over illegal immigration. First Richardson, then Napolitano, declared a state of emergency this month in portions of their states along the border with Mexico. Keep in mind, always, it doesn't change. Executive Order 13107 of December 10, 1998, an executive order entitled Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. And that allows anyone to leave his country and go back to his country. There it is. Has it been a better time to wake up? They're just not in a position to make a difference. We, in this country, can make a difference with the increase of numbers. And here we see from Reuters, Valero Energy Corporation Chairman and Chief Executive Bill Greehy said Hurricane Rita's impact on U.S. crude oil production and refining could be a national disaster, listeners. Quote, if it hits the refineries and we're short refining capacity, you're going to see gasoline prices well over $3 a gallon at the pump, end quote, Greehy said in a Tuesday night interview. Valero became the largest U.S. refiner earlier this year when it completed the purchase of Primacore Incorporated. Valero operates refineries in Port Arthur, Houston, Texas City, and Corpus Christi, Texas, all potentially in the path of Hurricane Rita. Quote, it's going to be coming across the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, end quote, Greehy said. Quote, there's a lot of oil platforms, oil rigs, natural gas platforms, gas rigs. It could have a significant impact on supply and prices. And then, depending on what it does to the refineries, there are still four refineries that are shut down. So this really is a national disaster, end quote. Refineries in Houston and Texas City processes 2.3 million barrels of crude oil, or 13.5% of daily U.S. refining capacity. The Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas refineries account for another 1.1 million barrels in refining capacity. Based on Rita's current forecast, PATH, Texas City, Houston, Port Arthur, and Beaumont could be lashed by high winds and heavy rains from Rita's northeast quadrant, which often packs the highest winds in a hurricane. Now, listeners, we've already chronicled the fact that weather modification exists. We've already chronicled through various sources that steering hurricanes can be done. If that's the case, why aren't they steering them away from our country? Isn't this a weather weapon being used on us to devastate our country, people? And with a combination of other events that may be prepared for us, are we not being brought to our knees now? And this is why it's so paramount to chronicle weather modification, to question weather modification, to question whether this is happening or not. This is what needs to be done to the major news sources, the major talk show hosts all over the country. It has to be chronicled. It has to be brought to the forefront of topics of speech today. Because, listeners, this is a weapon, in my opinion. Weather as a weapon being used to devastate, just like the tsunami at the end of last year. Very obvious to me that it was set off. Because what did they start doing? There was no building on the coast. Sustainable communities being built. And right now, as a result of Hurricane Katrina, engineers predicting a new look for Big Easy. While Americans watch the worst of New Orleans unfold, some experts insist the great jazz city can be rebuilt better than before. But cleaning up this mess likely will take years, with a new city slowly emerging in phases and wetlands replacing flood-prone areas. Wetlands, that is a word coming out of Agenda 21 of the Biodiversity Treaty, listeners, whether you know it or not. And it's very, very obvious to me what's being done and driven here. Very obvious. And I have a lot of information regarding certain situations. some of this. I forgot where I put it. Very sorry about that. But we try to do the best we can, or I do. And I did chronicle some information last night, and I'll try and find that. In the meantime, let's take another phone call. Let's have Barney in Maryland. Welcome to the broadcast, Barney.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Okay, doke. On that biodiversity treaty, that was never passed by the Senate.
Good for you. That's a good point.
And also, it wouldn't be it would be unconstitutional anyway, because the Senate can only make a treaty with a sovereign nation, and it wouldn't apply to the American people, because only the Congress can pass legislation affecting them.
And so, by executive order, the President's Council on Sustainable Development was established in 1993, implementing Agenda 21 of the Biodiversity Treaty.
Yeah, but the only thing is, executive orders are not constitutional.
That's good. That's true.
They're not mentioned in the Constitution.
Very, very good.
On weather control, Chris, this probably, I may be repeating stuff already covered. Nikola Tesla claimed that he could create standing columns of scalar waves to block weather patterns and systems. And Dr. John Eastland, patent number is known from his writing of
Nick Begich, yes.
Yeah, and I don't know whether whether people can gain access to them or not, but they're supposed to prove that their device can do what they claim it can before they'll grant them a patent. And we also know that there's an international treaty limiting the use of weather control mechanism to the country where they're planning on using it. In their own country, that is. And we also know that one of the largest magnets in the world was manufactured down at Westinghouse in Baltimore about 25 years ago to be used with the USSR work on Tesla equipment. And also, T.B. Baker, who was one of our top researchers in his publication Youth Alliance, was concerned that the Gwen towers and the radio telephone towers could be used to attract harp waves.
Yeah, very interesting. We're going to have to get Nick Begich on. I'm hoping to do that in the very, very near future.
Yeah, well, Tesla claimed that...
I'll tell you what. Hold on with us, Barney. We'll hold you over and let you complete where you're going. And we'll continue with the phone calls. We might hear from Scott Stevens this hour. Otherwise, he'll be on the second hour tomorrow, as Reverend Ted Pike will be with us on the first hour tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And